So, Ash, Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
It is coming. And I know a lot of people are stressed right now.
They are.
You know, I feel like Christmas brings like two totally different moods.
100%.
One is pure magic, which is usually where I am at.
Just bliss.
Just
joy.
Pure bliss. Mm-hmm. And then the other is like extreme stress and
anger.
Awareness of how much money you don't have.
Yes.
You know what I
100%,
mean?
100%. Yes.
So to bring up Christmas spirits, I'm going to just share some Christmas things I found on the internet.
Oh my God, love that.
The internet is my best friend.
It really, yes.
Not in a creepy. Anyways. Okay. So the first artificial Christmas tree wasn't a tree at all. It was actually made out of, do you want to guess? This is surprising to me. No.
Hay.
No.
Snow?
Snow?
Yeah, give this to me. Let me try.
Wait.
Let me try.
Wait.
Don't judge me.
An
it
artificial
could be so
tree,
many things.
That's what I was going to keep in their house.
Well, it's not going to be like a real tree. Well, it could be. Well,
snow.
No, we didn't say in their house was not said. So I thought, oh.
Snow.
A fake tree, Taryn.
Snow?
Shut up. Keep going. Tell me what it is.
Ah! It was made out of goose feathers.
Goose
that
feathers.
Were dyed green.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound beautiful?
That's clever.
Super clever.
That's really smart of them.
Super clever.
Yeah.
Another fun fact I found was that I was looking up 911 calls for Christmas. Oh. And there were two things that popped up like crazy. Uh-huh. One of them was there was a 911 call that kept happening because the house had what movie is that? The one, the guy that's like hanging from the roof. Christmas Vacation, yes. So all these calls came in because a bunch of houses had that where it was like a dummy hanging from the ceiling with like a ladder falling over.
Uh-huh.
And so all these people were calling 911 saying like a man's hanging from the roof, and it was actually like a display. So then it was like this big funny things when the cops showed up.
So a bunch of people drove by,
yeah.
Saw a man hanging from the house and didn't
yes.
stop to help said man.
That's what I was, because like, because they called 911.
If multiple people called, that means the first person didn't stop to help. And they were like, the cops will help him.
They were like, he'll be fine.
The poor, like, if that was a real guy, like, that's messed up.
That's true.
Yeah, that's just, like, them driving by and just being like, oh, we'll call the cops.
Because
they'll
even if they stopped and yelled out, like, do you need help, they would probably
know. They would
have
realized, yeah.
Or if they stayed there long enough to see that, like, it's not moving.
Yeah, because if it's wow. multiple people.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks.
Y'all are rude.
Y'all
that's
are
mean.
Accessory. What's it?
Accessory?
What?
Oh, no one died.
I messed up.
They're not accessories.
Hi, welcome.
Hello. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And this is Unsolicited Advice. And Taryn, there's also something else coming up. Not just Christmas.
Oh. Well, now I feel like poop. I'm sorry, poor choice of words.
For those of you that don't know, my birthday is actually on Christmas.
Which
Christmas
is cool.
Usually takes the spotlight from it, and it's fine. It's fine. I just expected more from you, Taryn.
It's not fine, but you know why? Because like Christmas season, like your birthday is so separate from that in my head.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
That was like the best answer.
That's all
but
she could come
but
up with.
Also, like, I try to make you feel special. Like,
you
we did a half birthday.
Special.
That was fun.
I did. I celebrated my very first half birthday ever 2 years ago. Almost
was it?
Two years.
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah. Well, I guess it was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Hence the half birthday.
Yeah.
But that was fun. That was really fun. Because I've always talked my whole life. I've always talked about celebrating my birthday in July.
Yeah.
And I've been like, let's go to like Cabo or something and celebrate my birthday.
Yeah.
So you never know. Like maybe in July 2020.
Dang.
I'm just randomly going to hit people up and I'm going to be like, it's my birthday.
Let's get at it.
Let's go. And we'll just like have a summer
that
Christmas
birthday.
That
would be so fun. Note to everyone, if you want to really throw someone a surprise party,
Yeah.
Catch them off their trail.
Yeah.
Throw it 6 months before their actual birthday.
Prepared in any way.
It was so good.
And there were so many things I probably could have paid attention to. Yes.
Like,
I felt
literally
so special.
That whole day.
Because it was like a whole table full of people that I had no idea were going to be there. I was just celebrating my birthday. And yeah. I was just like so caught off guard and blown away and just felt so loved. And who knows?
I
might
relate
do that again.
A little because, like, not totally. Because, I mean, being born same day as Christmas, like, that's rough to compete with.
Freaking Christmas.
But I know, like, I had a summer birthday, and I remember growing up, I hated it because everyone was on vacation. Mm-hmm. We weren't in school, so, like, everyone got to do those, like, fun celebrations at school. Yeah. But, like, mine,
I
like,
was weirdly,
we didn't get to do.
Yeah, I was one of my really good friends growing up. His name was Trevor, and his birthday was on, I believe, the 16th of December. Mm-hmm. And I was always weirdly jealous because his mom would always bring cupcakes and brownies for everyone, and I never got to do anything like that.
Yeah.
Which, like, looking back, I could have done it.
Yeah.
Like, the last day of school, I should have been like, it's my birthday, here's cupcakes.
Yeah.
I never did.
Yeah.
So I was always weirdly jealous of stuff like that. And like just having a birthday literally anywhere around Christmas to New Year's is just the worst because everyone's gone with family plans, which
Do
is obviously the like priority. And then, I've gotten
combo gifts. Yeah.
They're like, Merry Birthmas. And I'm just like, screw you, bro.
Yeah.
If my birthday was in June, I would have a birthday present and a Christmas present.
Yeah.
So guess we are deciding where you are on the friend list.
It is unfortunate to have a best friend that you have to buy Christmas and birthday presents. Like, so, because, you know, got a spoiler.
Yes. Oh, if you have a friend that is born, let's just say, what, 20th? To New Year's?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like it's really that whole week and the in-between.
Honestly, though, like the second Thanksgiving hits, like it's all downhill.
Just Christmas. Anywhere near Christmas and New Year's is just, it's really rough. So if you have a friend who's in my boat,
show them some love, man.
Give them an extra hug today. Buy them an extra coffee or gift card. Tell them Ashley sent you.
Yeah.
Yay. Anyways, I digress. I'm not going to complain anymore. I am turning 30 and I'm freaking out about it.
Yeah, she is freaking out about it.
This is weird.
It'll be okay.
This is so weird. I don't even know what to just that. I mean, I have a hard time considering myself an adult anyways.
But I feel like same.
Dropping the 30 bomb on someone like, oh, how old are you at 30? That's like, that is adult. That's the most, so adult. I have no choice. Like, I feel like once I officially hit 30, I just need to like rise to the bar and just act my age.
I mean, that was my plan too. It didn't go so well. So, you know.
Like, wow, what
am
I going to do?
Age is just a number.
Just
a number, baby.
It is going to be fun because, believe it or not, I still get carded like all the time.
Yeah.
Anywhere I go. Everyone's like, ID please. And I'm like, bro, I'm 28 or I'm 29. Like, give this to me. I can't wait to be like, I'm 30. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's going to, I can't wait to drop that. And then watch them be like, what?
Yeah.
And be like, you're bad at this. You're bad at your job.
You are a failure. Well, welcome to the episode, everyone.
Hello.
We're going to start how we always do. Mm-hmm. Read some things that you guys have said. Had some fun things come in. Let's see which one I want to do first. Oh, okay. So B sent in an email and she said, hi, please do a Q&A episode, which I was like, that could
absolutely
be so fun. So maybe stay tuned. Make sure you follow us on all our socials because that's probably where we'll shoot out a thing.
If you want to participate in the Q&A and get some questions answered.
For sure, Instagram, because we'll probably do one of those like, ask us a question. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Follow us there and watch our stories.
Yeah.
It'll come.
But maybe we can do that like instead of a story. Like, take a segment over because that would be fun. But she gave us a question that I thought was cool because it's not like a, what's your favorite color? But it's like an actual question. And she was like, how can I learn to be more accepting of what I have? I feel like lately I've been pretty ungrateful, especially around Thanksgiving. I would really appreciate some advice.
Oh.
I thought that was cool.
That's fantastic, actually. I I started doing this thing when I just not necessarily felt ungrateful, but when I just felt off or I didn't really, I wasn't really just happy with my perception on things or perspective on things. And I started just like before bed, like making a mental list of like things that I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
Because I think we do get into the routine of things and we lose focus on how many things that we do have. Like, I'm so grateful, you know, for my place, for my sister, who I have such a great relationship with, for my dog, for my friends, to have like my best friend and to be able to do this podcast with you.
Yeah.
Like little things like that, even just like health. Even just like that I slept good or even that I got through a really rough day. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that is something to be extremely grateful for and to sit there right before bed and like go through a list. Maybe you only have one thing to say, but it really does change how you how you look at that day. Like maybe you had like the worst day ever, but you came home to a dog who loved you so much. Like little things like that, like we dismiss as not important or not worth the like praise and stuff. Yeah. But those little things should be praised because those are huge and those are big accomplishments. And like, that's what gets you through life, really.
Oh, totally.
So yeah, maybe do like a thankful list. I know it sounds cheesy, but maybe even write it down. Yeah.
And I'm going to totally butcher this. I would love for like any actual professionals to like let us know how bad we are on certain things. Because I'm not like
100%.
Science is like I'm not good at science. But I remember in one of like my psych classes, they were talking about how like your brain creates pathways when you think the same thought over and over and over again. So it's kind of like, you know, like a drip of water going down a street over and over till it creates this thing so that now water just naturally like flows down that way.
Yeah.
And I could be butchering that, but they were saying like how you have to like retrain your mind to like think something else and to like replace those negative thoughts with something like having a list that you're like, even if I'm not feeling it, I am going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, like I had all three meals today. Like I have warm clothes on. I have people in my life who love me, even if they're not being the nicest to me right now. Things like that. For me, obviously, like this is super extreme, but I go to Africa every year and that's been something that has like drastically changed my perspective. I mean, going to like, I think that Liberia is like the fourth poorest country in the world. So it's like actually going to a place where it's stripped down and seeing people who have nothing yet have so much like joy in their lives is something that has always been like a huge just like perspective changer for me. So I think that's something too, like educate yourself on the less fortunate in the world or injustice that's going on. Cause it kind of, every time I hear about something like injustice that's going on, it like it fully pulls me out of like myself because I'm like focused on like, oh, there's other things going on in the world that like I can put my time and effort and like sources in, you know. So I think it's just like Ashley's saying, like kind of redirect your thoughts, like educate yourself on what's going on in the world. And then I think the fact that you're asking this question is a good sign because it means like you're consciously like, no,
you're
I want to be
aware of this.
I want to be in a different place. So
I think the thing with for you, B, is like just recognizing that it takes an active kind of thinking to switch it over. I think we talked about this in, I think, the last episode we recorded, but like combating negative thoughts with the positive thoughts is work. And we have to remember that it's not going to be easy. Like this is something you're going to have to do it multiple times every single day, maybe morning and night, maybe even throughout the day, until it becomes so ingrained that you just start you just start doing it automatically. It becomes like this automatic response. So that's, I think, the goal that I would say for you would be to just start making the list. The second it starts, you get frustrated, something happens, start saying the list in your head or even out loud. And
even if you're not feeling, I've done that where I've been around. I'm going to like tell myself like, you're beautiful, like be confident or whatever.
Me before and then I'm every like first date ever, I'm always like.
And I'm like standing in the mirror, like crying because I can't find an outfit. I'm like, you're so pretty. Like, like I hate my life.
Yeah, same.
But sometimes you got to just like push through it and make that conscious decision. So hopefully that helped. I love that little nugget.
No, that was great. I have one from Kayla.Smith__. It wasn't a question. She just wanted to say, I'm the flying underwear girl and literally flipped when y'all read my email.
Oh my God,
she said that we're the best. So thank you so much, Kayla, for sending that in.
Oh,
if you
yeah,
guys
I love
missed
that story.
It, she shared a very funny story where she threw her underwear across the room.
Tearing it up.
And it was a great story. So thanks, Kayla. Glad you heard it.
Guys, I just want to say, like, for tearing it ups, like, don't hold back. Like,
no.
The weirdest experience you've ever had in your life.
The better. The more awkward and cringeworthy, the better.
The things that happen to you that you go home going, did that really happen?
Yeah.
That's my life, and I want to hear about it.
It really is.
It really is.
It really is. And it would do Taryn good to know that there's more people like her out there.
Yes.
And I just want a good laugh. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. By the way, the response to the freaking cake.
Yeah.
Has been something else.
It's
I actually
unreal.
Did have a DM from someone who was like, this is from April. She said, hey, y'all, I just want to tell you guys, I love the podcast so much. I'm currently listening to the episode where Taryn sat on the cake.
Yes. That's still, I hate that
Best story ever. Oh, my gosh. I definitely almost choked laughing so hard and so loud. Someone probably thought I was dying. Thanks for being a ray of light in this super hard week.
Aww.
Which, April, I don't know what's going on in your week, girl. But it's gonna turn around. Keep your head up.
It is.
Keep looking for those positive things
little
like we're talking
gems.
About, little gems. And you got this, girl. Go kill it.
I also heard of someone saying if you're not having a good day and nothing's going your way, maybe you should start the motion of doing something good.
Yeah. Oh, I
like
that. Like
taking it into your own hands kind of thing. And I think that's where like people start doing the pay it forward, like pay for the person behind you in line or something like that, because I forget who said it. I wish I was, you know, more pulled together right now. But I remember someone being like, well, if it's not going your way, then maybe you should start at the ripple.
Yeah, you know,
and you do something
I like
good.
It. I like that.
And then you can walk away being proud of yourself for starting that.
I love that.
Start the ripple, girl.
Start that ripple, girl.
So weird. I have one from Rue_Plum. And they said, LOL, I love the pickup lines. Here's one for you. Are you a sea lion? Because I can see you lying in my bed tonight.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was hilarious.
Hilarious.
So good. I like my mind when you said sea
it's
lion.
It's a little bold.
It's a little bold, but like the sea lion part,
oh, it's
that's
great.
Funny. That's
yeah,
funny.
It's funny.
Because my head did not go to that. I was like, sea lion?
Yeah.
What?
What?
So that was good. That was clever.
That's great.
Thank you for
it's
that.
Great. I had a... from Jody from Instagram. She
Jody.
Sent in a dad joke.
Mm-hmm.
I already have my dad joke for Christmas later, so I'm going to share this one now. She said, context, I asked my Google Home for a joke, and it's a dad joke for Taryn. Not for you, Ash.
No, not obviously.
You don't get this.
My name was not on that.
Nope.
I'm not accepting this.
What happens when a frog's car breaks down?
Wait. Someone got me.
It gets towed.
Dang it.
That one's good.
That was
that
amazing.
Good.
I
that
think that's
good.
The best one. I think that's the best one yet.
Did you really like it, though?
Yeah, I really did.
Okay, tight. Good job, Jody. You broke her. Oh, she got
it. Taryn thinks I don't like dad jokes, but I do like dad jokes. I just don't always get them all the time.
Yeah. I love you. I support you.
Okay. Okay.
We haven't fought yet this episode, so let's keep it going.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
We were recording an ad the other day at our house. Mm-hmm. I love saying that, our house. And right in the middle of it, we were like yelling at each other, but like in the way that we do, like just where it's funny.
Right.
She started calling me Karen. I was calling her Nancy. And then Ashley's sister was like in the other room and she was like, God, like calm down. Like, why are you guys yelling at each other?
We were like,
this is normal.
What are you talking about?
We're not fighting.
I don't get what you're saying.
This is our love language.
Yeah. It was she clearly didn't. She didn't catch on to that.
No, she didn't.
Do you have more DMs to share?
I think... no, I don't think so. I think
cool.
I'm good.
Did we talk about who's going first?
No.
Do you want to go
first?
Do you
have a long one?
No, mine's like pretty...
Simple. You can go first.
Okay.
Yeah, go first.
Well, guys, I am, if you didn't hear that, I'm going to go first.
sorry.
mine is from a guy.
Ooh.
I know. Asking for dating/love advice.
Oh, my gosh.
And
yes.
The plus, he's 26.
That's near us.
He's a man.
He is a man.
Very exciting.
What makes you a man?
Hello to our 5% male listeners. I know. He is one of them.
I wonder, has that increased at all, Mark? Are we able to tell that? I don't think he has those on hand at the moment. I keep throwing out the vibes.
He definitely does not have that on hand at the moment. But
can you see him? I hate that. I can't see him. Hi, Mark.
So we'll get that for you guys later. I'm pretty sure it's
doubled.
Holding strong at the 5%.
I'm going for 10. It's my New Year's resolution.
Oh my God. That would make us happy, guys. If you have any friends, spread the word. We're cool. We're a good time. Anyways, I'm going to hit you guys with the title and then we're going to take a break really quick. The title, okay. I thought he did a great job with it, is Love and Fitness and Office Dilemmas. Oh my.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's great. So we're going to take a break real quick and then I will get into his story.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get on into the story. But first of all, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to you guys. If you guys do not follow us on any of our socials.
Why?
What the hell are you doing with your lives right now? Do yourself a favor. Wow. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on the YouTube.
The Tube.
And like, rate, share, subscribe, review. I feel like I went out of order and that threw me
off. Rate, review, subscribe, share.
There you go. I said it weird and I had a really hard time processing that. That was really
hard. I was going to like just confidently follow you into the
dark. Yeah. And then of course, guys, if you guys have a story that you would like to share, then please email us at
unsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Well done. You haven't messed up in a while. It's been a long time.
I was going to say our Instagram handle and I got confused.
It's been a long time. Anyways, yes, do all of those things. And here we go into the story again titled Love and Fitness and Office Dilemmas. Oh my. It starts off with, hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hey.
I do just want to throw it out there. I don't know who decided this, but my name's always first. I realize it's alphabetical, but like, I kind of like it.
Hi, Taryn.
It's going straight to my head.
Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I feel like Ashley and Taryn just flows better.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take offense to it.
All
right.
I was going to see how you responded to that, but you did great. That was great.
The last shall be first in heaven.
Get out. Okay. My name is Brian. Yes, you can use my name.
Hi, Brian.
And I am 26 years old. Hi, Brian. I just want to start off saying that I love your guys' rapport and candor with each other. It means...
Rapport.
Oh, man.
Come on, Ash.
You know what? I'm going to leave it in there because I don't care.
Report. I like your report.
And candor. Rapport and candor with each other. It brings me joy to get to hear you guys laugh and make jokes every Monday whenever I come into work. Speaking of work, I am totally head over heels for a coworker friend of mine whom I have worked with for a little over 2 years now. Let's just call her Kim for simplicity's sake. Now, Kim is a sort of shy and introverted type of person, which makes her hard to read sometimes. Hey.
Ooh.
Same.
I feel you on that. Yeah.
I know this because I'm also that shy and introverted kind of person. But once you get to know her, she can be pretty fun to talk to. The reason I fell for Kim is because I find her to be an inspiring person to be around. I am a tall and skinny dude who was never the athletic type growing up, but Kim was there to encourage me to get into fitness. It's actually part of the reason I'm writing you guys today. We have a Spartan race coming up this Saturday, and if it weren't for her, never in a million years would I have attempted this. Oh, I love that.
That's cute.
If I'm being honest with myself, it has been an amazing journey trying to train for my first ever Spartan race, I would imagine.
Is that the one where you crawl and there's wires that shock you and you're like in the mud?
I I think so.
That is my actual definition of my nightmare.
I'm pretty sure. And then I think there's...
Can you imagine me doing
that? It's not like a triathlon, but I do think there is swimming also sometimes.
No, but can you physically picture me doing that?
Oh, yes.
You can?
Absolutely.
Am I doing good?
It's funny. It quickly turned into like a comedy.
I could just see me like race. Crying, crawling, just so pissed. Army crawling. Gosh,
I would not do good either. Like, no way. Absolutely dude. No. Anyways, we're going to get away from Taryn crawling under barbed wire.
Cut to the episode where I freaking got paralyzed riding a bull and they had to deflate the whole thing. I can't.
We're getting back to Brian.
Yes, Brian. Hi.
Brian continues. Now, here is my dilemma. I want to ask her out on a date after the race, but I'm afraid it would put our relationship in jeopardy. I feel the fact that us being coworkers would make things awkward between us if she turns me down, not to mention the fact that we pretty much almost sit right next to each other at work. Additionally, I feel like she doesn't feel the same way as I do. I'm usually the one that tries to start a conversation with her, and I'm always paranoid that she's just talking to me just to be nice, since the conversations are usually brief. I don't want to be, quote unquote, that guy who can't take a hint. But we've hung out with each other outside of work in group settings multiple times, and I've even been to her house twice teaching her how to cook with just the two of us. It's just been a lot of hot and cold readings from her, and I can't make heads or tails of it. I loathe to admit that I've never been in a relationship before, nor have I ever been on a date. So I ask you ladies, should I do it and ask him out on a date? I have no clue what I'm doing, but I hate pondering on the what ifs and would rather regret doing something than nothing at all. Wow, love that. However, I don't want to overstep the boundaries of our work relationship and make things complicated for both of us. Sorry for the lengthy email, but I would totally lose my mind if you end up doing it on your story. With love, Brian. And that's the story.
Oh, Bri guy.
I actually, like, I have a lot of thoughts on this. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
Sure. I mean, it's your story, boo.
Go ahead.
You want me to start?
Yeah, go for it.
You should absolutely ask her out.
I was going to say the same thing.
1,000%. It was so hard for me not to, when you were like, oh, should I ask her out? I wanted to be like, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. First of all, there's absolutely no shame that you haven't dated or been on a date.
Absolutely not.
That's a stupid pressure to put on yourself. Mm-hmm. I have only dated one person, and a lot of that is, like, my choice. But, like, I think a lot of times, like, people assume, or there's this, like, stigma of, like, oh, you haven't been with someone, so there's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the case, because, like, me and you are single and we're, like, the coolest people in the world.
Not in the world, on the world.
We're above all y'all. But I think, like, that's just the pressure you need to take off, and, like, you're not going to be with a person and it's not going to feel right until you're with that person and it feels right. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, like, fully.
Don't worry about that. But I also think that there is a situation right in front of you. It's this person. You obviously, like, enjoy them, enjoy their company. Everything's, like, kind of lining up. So that's something where you not going into it will be out of fear. And that's not, like, me personally, that's my word for the year is undaunted. Like, to not, like, try something because I'm afraid of, like, failure. Like, I don't want to live like that.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that word on you, Brian. And also, like, the worst that can happen is it's, like, kind of awkward for a little bit, but, like, you can always approach it in a way where it's like, hey, like, so I'm just gonna throw this out there. I thought I was picking up, like, a vibe. Am I, like, totally reading that wrong? Like, you don't have to be, like, rose petals have to be a on huge the way gesture. To her cubicle. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, girls find that flattering either way, so it might be awkward for, like, a tad. And also, like, homegirls having you come over to cook her dinner, like, nah.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Or she, like, is obsessed with attention, which either way she's going to enjoy.
I mean, could be.
And training for a race, I would not train. I do not run in front of men if I can avoid it at all costs because I run like a duck. But, like, if I'm going to be training with someone.
Oh, yes.
Where I'm covered in mud and look disgusting and getting electrocuted, like, nah. Like, I'm like into him, you know?
Like super into him. I wanted to come at it from like the shy girl perspective. I think I do definitely have more of a shy personality, especially when you first meet me. I think I feel like I'm a lot like her, like Kim.
We were just talking about this.
We were. It takes a little bit to get to know me. It really does. But if I decide, I don't know when I decide, but if and when I decide that you're cool and I feel comfortable with you, like this whole other side of me comes out and I'm actually like really fun and outgoing. And
she's like
and
a beautiful butterfly.
Butterfly.
Coming out of her cocoon.
Yeah. It just takes a little bit of effort. And I'm just going to say that I wouldn't have anyone come over to my house ever if I wasn't slightly interested. Like, not in that way, but if it was a guy who I know was straight and was single and, you know, we worked together and stuff like that, I would be very cautious of bringing them over. Because I'd be like, oh, are they going to think this is a date? That's how I would like
foresee it. Okay, okay.
If I wasn't interested. Yeah. Hopefully I'm saying this clearly.
No, I get it now. She's like, if I'm not going to bring someone over because I'm afraid I'm going to give him false hope or like it's going to be seen as something weird. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
totally. If I didn't have feelings for a guy and I knew he was straight and I knew he was single, I would be very leery of bringing him over to my house, just the two of us, because I would think that he would think that's a date.
Yeah.
So the fact that you were at her house multiple times, he said.
Yeah.
Showing her how to cook, that sounds like a hot first date to me. So it's
and
like,
again, crawling in mud.
Yeah, like, and her, because she is shy, she's probably not going to be, or at least not want to be the one to like make the first move. And maybe her inviting you to her house, maybe she thought that was her making the first move. It's a possibility. I'm not saying it was, but like, that's something that I think I would do.
No, that's
if
how
I liked
I am.
A guy, I'd be like, hey, come over. Like, absolutely, come over. And then I'm there and, oh, you want to show me how to cook? Okay. And I'm just sitting there like, this is a date to me. And hopefully he's picking up on that if she's shy.
I don't think a lot of people are good at picking up anything anymore.
No. So that's the next thing I was going to say.
I've dangled the carrot for like an hour. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. There's.
And then later, 3 years later, they're like, oh, the biggest crush on you. And you're like, I'm so confused. Like, so yeah, I think Ashley's totally right. Like, I think I would take those things as like signals, especially crossing over from like work to there's a lot of guys that I work with, but like I don't hang out with them. Like I see them at work and we're like, cool. Right. But
and that's the next thing I was going to say. Being a shy person, whether you're a shy person or not, but especially being a shy person, if someone very confidently comes up, tells you you're beautiful and they're attracted to you and wants to take you out on a date, are you kidding? Like that, I think that kind of confidence is the sexiest thing in the world. And whether her answer is a yes or a no, I guarantee you, you're going to make her day. You're going to make her feel good. And she's going to feel so flattered. And if you do it in a very chill way, she won't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like all you have to do is be yourself, walk up there and just be like, hey, what did you say one time? Because I think I was trying to talk to a guy and Tara was just, she was like, just be like, hey, I think you're super fly. You want to go out sometime? Like something like that.
That was one of my DMs. And we still talk off and on to this day.
And like, it doesn't have to be this big grand gesture because I feel like that's what becomes awkward is when you show how much you like someone. But if you just let them know that, hey, you're gorgeous. I would love to take you out sometime. You know, let me know. If not, no worries. Like, absolutely no worries.
I liked what he said too of like, I don't want to always wander. And I think that's the thing. Like,
I underlined it. Should I read it?
Yeah, please read it.
He said, and I would rather regret doing something than nothing at all.
I love that. Because,
I know. We should make t-shirts out of that.
Okay.
That was so good.
I would love that.
Quote of the day.
No, but it is so true. And even me, like, I like beat myself up sometimes about like the stuff where I've like wanted to say something to someone or I've wanted to do something, but I let that like insecure like fear boil up and then I'm like, nah, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's true. Like we talked about this in one episode. Like once you pass a certain age, like it's very rare that you just have like homies that are like of the opposite sex or your opposite like preference or whatever. So I think it's like, I don't know. Like, I think you're already past that age where it's not like you and her are going to be best friends and raise children together, like with your family. So it's like you might as well throw it
out. It's okay to be straightforward.
Yeah.
She would actually appreciate that, I think.
Yeah. If it's not, like, deal with a little bit of awkwardness and then you guys can, like, move on and be fine. Yeah. I'm friends with people that have, like, said they were interested and I wasn't. Like, yeah. It's all you gotta eventually do is be get like, over.
Okay,
it.
No. Okay, cool. Hug it out. We good? All right. Yeah. I'll see you later. You know, maybe but bring like, her a I coffee really and just be like, it's fine.
I don't think that's the case here, but I'm just trying to like, right. You always got to think all routes. I always try to think, what's the worst that can happen? Is that going to kill me? No, then like, why am I afraid?
Yeah,
do it afraid.
And I think the thing is like, you're wanting to do it at the end of this race. It's something that you've both been working on. Like, I can't help but feel like that is like the perfect timing.
What if he does it as like a, hey, I would love to like take you out and thank you for like everything you've done. And then they go to dinner and then like he can kind of like feel that out. And maybe that's where he drops like, hey, like, I don't want to like overstep anything. But like, I don't know, like sometimes I feel like we kind of vibe. Like, am I the only one that feels that?
Yeah.
And then that way it's just like a it's a super chill easy. Thing.
And then that also gives you a dinner to vibe it out.
Yes.
Or maybe even not dinner, maybe just drinks, but like something where you can just sit there and just kind of feel out how she's feeling. And if you think that she's interested, then go for it. And if not, then you could just bow out and be like, all right, cool.
Oh, but, totally.
It gives you one last chance to like have that one-on-one with her.
Oh, I love
so,
that.
So I don't know why. I feel so good about this.
Yeah, I do.
And I like, even if it's a no, I'm going to just say it one more time. She's going to be so flattered that like, that you even like, thought of asking her, like wanted to ask her. That's going to mean the world to her.
I also will say too, I think I can like relate to, because oh my God, I don't even know how long it's been since me and my ex broke up. It's been like 8-ish years, 8-9 years or something.
Yeah.
But I think like, and again, like most, that was like kind of my choice because I was very into like being independent and like traveling and blah, blah, blah. But I think also like over time, I was too single. You know what I mean? Like I was like, I'm not even like in the realm of like dating or anything like that. So then, by the time like where I was like, oh, I should start going on dates, then I was like, oh shoot, like how does it even work anymore? Like I don't know, like because I would have like flings and stuff, but that's not the same thing as like dating. You know,
it's different.
So for me, like that was why I finally agreed, because of friends, like to try a dating app, which I deleted after that one episode because I'm terrified. But I did go on a date and I was having a full-blown anxiety attack before. Like my friend was in the parking lot with her boyfriend, like in case I got murdered. But like honestly, just me taking that step and going, like, and sitting through that dinner, and it didn't work out. He got really weird. He sent me a picture of his butt. It was really
It
was an odd ending.
I feel like I learned a lot from that as well. Oh my God. Just like, oh man.
Yeah. Mm-mm. People are weird. Anyways, though. Like during the dinner, like we were totally vibing and I could tell like he was really into me and was like laughing at what I said. And it was like I needed that reminder of like, yeah, like you have value, like you're desirable. You need to like walk in that confidence, you know. And then after that, I was like, oh, bring it on. Like who's next? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like I broke that cycle. So I think for you, Brian, even just like asking her out, if it doesn't lead down that direction, which again, we're team. What do you call her?
Kim.
We're Team Kim. But even
Kim
if it doesn't
possible.
Lead that.
Sorry.
Okay. You know, you do. Even if it doesn't lead down that direction, like just you asking her out
so
might kind of like build up your confidence to be like, okay, like let me ask someone else out or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I definitely, you mentioned something about being tall and skinny and the way you wrote it was in like a negative way. But bro, if you are about to do a Spartan race, you're hot. Like, it's fine. Yeah. Like, you need to have more confidence in yourself because if you can handle that, then, like,
also,
that's a win, right?
There's a lot of girls out there that are like me where that's all I see sometimes is hype. I'll be like, oh, he's all he's
it's
cute.
It's true. Taryn, literally, a guy walks by. I'll be like, oh, well, what's he hot? Yeah, I don't know. He was at least 6'4". And she's just, like, so excited. So, Brian, we wish you the best of luck. I'm super pumped for you.
We better get a freaking update on this one.
If you would please send us an update on, you know, no pressure, but, like, what she says or how it goes. Or okay, all the pressure.
All the pressure.
Please send it to us. It would mean the world to us. Good luck on your Spartan race.
Oh, he's going to kill
it. You're going to kill it.
Yeah.
And can't wait to hopefully hear from you soon.
Yeah.
Brian.
Eek. I love love.
Love love.
Love love. Okay. Well, so my story is called I Am the Green-Eyed Monster, Maybe.
What?
I think I'm really good at like...
Our October series is over, guys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was like, not like a monster.
It sounds like it would be an October stories series.
I love adding, like, I love reading stuff with question marks and going like, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like we've gotten really into that like voice thing since starting podcasting.
Fluctuation. I'm not good at English speaking words.
We're terrible. That's what Mark's here for.
Thanks, Mark.
The thumbs up.
I don't know why. Sometimes I sound really smart, and then other times, do you ever, when you listen back to our episodes,
you'll listen to
a sentence and you're like, what? How did you just replace that word that was not what you meant to say and you didn't even notice? Well, like, I just keep going.
I already know what I do is I get my brain, especially when I'm in here. This happens when I'm doing videos too. My brain goes a mile a minute and I can't speak as fast as I'm thinking. And then I just like jumble through it. Yeah. That's why I have a really hard time listening to these episodes, because at least on YouTube, I can edit my own video.
Yeah.
To where I sound more intentional and clever. Yeah. But on this, like, I think it's fun to be raw. And I think like that's just like the realness of our podcast specifically. Yeah. So it's good to leave it in. But then I'm just like, well, damn. Yeah. I sound like an idiot. Like,
we
this
should
is ridiculous.
Keep track of all the like bumbles we do. And
yeah.
Then, like,
also, I mumble a lot. Like, I'll just run my words together and I'll just sit there and like, was that a sentence? I don't know. It's awful. Anyways, I'm done talking about how awful I sound on podcast.
You sound great. Remember, we're thinking positive today.
Yeah, we're combating
it's
that.
It's the season.
With, yes,
wait,
positive
what are we
thinking.
Doing? Did I? Oh, I'm going to do my story.
You said the title, but should we take a break first?
Yes, please.
Break time, and we'll come back with a story. Hello and welcome back from our break.
Hi, guys.
Taryn's going to share your story with us. And we're so excited.
I'm excited because this is what I love about like humans. Mm-hmm. Like every time I keep thinking like, oh, we're just going to start getting like the same things, or we're going to start repeating same topics, which honestly, like, I think we could and still get new stuff out of it.
Yeah. Every situation's different. Every person's different.
Me and you are like going through life. So our like perspective could change, but mm-hmm. also like different people bring different
stories
and whatever.
That's the beautiful thing of this podcast is it's like, it's literally you guys are bringing us the content and it's unlimited because you guys are all just going through your own things.
Live on forever.
We will conquer the podcast world.
That's the goal.
Don't tell anyone. That's our little secret.
No,
for
tell
right
everyone. But yeah, I liked this one because I thought it was like a topic we haven't talked about. And
I feel excited.
Like me and you can like, we have a very like valuable perspective I think we can put on it. Not in the same way, but like kind of. You'll see.
Dude, I'm pumped right
Sometimes
now.
Sometimes I like lead you, like I tell you all these
right
things and you're
it.
Probably sitting there like, the just whole, read
me and everyone
the
right now are just
story.
Like, tell us. We have to know.
My brothers get annoyed when I start telling stories too. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dear, okay, sorry. I was checking. So we're calling her Sophie.
Okay, Sophie.
Okay.
Hello,
Sophie. Dear Taryn and Ashley, you can call me Sophie. First of all, I love you guys. I love listening to you guys on my way to school as a way to relax and have a good start to my day. I've binged your podcast from the beginning and finally caught up.
Yeah, you have. Proud of you.
Congratulations, but like, I'm so sorry. I hate when I catch up.
It is rough. It's like watching a TV show.
Oh, it's
and
the absolute
getting
worst.
Getting to the end and just being like, well, now what do I do? Yeah.
The absolute
every
worst.
Time.
Anyway, on to my story. I'm 25 years old and currently pursuing a career in opera.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool? I don't think I know anybody personally that's doing.
I know one person.
Doing opera?
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah. Well,
we
her mom's a singer and she has just as much of a beautiful voice. So, yeah. But yeah, I know one person. That's it.
Jeez, that's cool. I don't think I've been to like a legit opera.
I
don't think I have. I've been to like Broadway and like stuff
I've
like that.
I've done Broadway
but not
stuff,
opera.
But not an actual.
Should we go?
We should.
Okay. Okay.
So easily. You know what? My dad has a cousin who did opera.
Oh.
I think he still does.
That's cool.
I said had. Has.
I was like.
A cousin.
In my mind, I was like,
oh,
shoot.
I like processed that really. Again, see, my mind went too fast. Okay. Yeah. I'm done. Continue.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just wanted to say I know two people now. Okay.
Oh my gosh,
I'm done.
Ashley.
Jeez.
It's an incredibly rewarding field that is just as competitive and difficult.
Oh, I would think
I can only imagine. I have worked very hard to get to where I am and will continue to do so. I have received a lot of success, which I am thankful for, but I have received almost twice as much rejection, which I know is a part of the process and am completely okay with. If it wasn't for my best friend.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a best friend drama thing?
It's not drama. You'll see. You'll see.
Okay.
This is where the green-eyed monster comes in. She is incredibly successful in the same field that I am in and seems as though things come easily to her. She does work very hard and I am very proud of her and think she deserves everything she has received thus far. What I've been grappling with is jealousy, comparison, and feeling like I'll never be as good as her, etc. I know that rationally her success has nothing to do with mine, but I can't help but feel the way I do. Recently, we both auditioned for the same program, and she called me to tell me how great her audition went and the feedback the panel gave her. I received this information before I even had my audition, and I ended up getting in my head about it. I couldn't stop thinking, well, if I don't sing as well, I won't get the same response. That's hard.
That's super hard.
That's really hard.
I can't even imagine.
Because then, like, no matter what they say, even if, like, before you would have been like, oh, that's cool. You're like, well, that wasn't as good as.
You're going to compare it to what she said. Yeah.
I know that is not the way to go about it, but like I said, I can't help myself. I need help. Should I talk to her about this? Should I deal with it on my own and not mention it to her since it's not her issue? I wish I could completely separate my feelings about my own career from my feelings about her and her career, but it's becoming harder and harder. Thank you for your time and dedication to the podcast. I know that you guys get so many emails, and I won't be upset if you don't get to mine, but would so appreciate any help. All the best, Sophie.
Wow.
That's hard.
That's super hard, especially yeah. being not only best friends and comparing yourself and being jealous in that sense, but also in your like aspiring careers.
Yeah, because I was going to say like that's even, I mean, like it's hard enough if you have a friend that you feel like is more successful than you, mm-hmm. but usually like you can kind of separate out like, okay, well like, her success and my success, like they just
it's
might
different.
They might look not different. Look alike. Yeah. Like my work events are like me sitting in conference rooms where like everyone's speaking. Whereas mm-hmm. like sometimes your work events are like trips to like freaking
they're so different. But it's
London,
the same
New York,
thing,
whatever.
You know, yeah.
But yeah. And that's something like I think it's easy to like look at people's lives and like put your own perspective on it. Mm-hmm. But like people don't know that like, yeah, while like those things are like great, it still has work to you and it still has that stress aspect and performance aspect and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But that's just the whole thing of like comparing yourself to other people is just not healthy. But then when you're in the same exact field, going the same exact auditions, the same exact style of music, I can't even imagine how much harder that would be, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, that does make it a lot harder. I feel kind of similar. I don't know if all of you guys know, but I do YouTube. Mm-hmm. My sister does YouTube also. She's done YouTube longer than me. And on like a number standpoint, she's doing a lot better than I am.
Yeah.
So I think like going into this, I think I would compare myself to her a lot because I, by nature... I'm a very chill person.
Yeah.
I don't like putting a lot of pressure on myself because I'm really not good at handling that much pressure. Whereas like she is. Like she's so good. She works so hard. She's one of the hardest workers I know. So
hence you being a 9 and her being a 3.
Hence me being like, a 9,
guys,
she being a 3.
If you have not taken the Enneagram, like you have to take it.
I
it's so
I feel like it's
helpful.
Almost a requirement to listen yeah. to this podcast.
If you haven't
you
taken
probably
it,
don't know what we're
get
saying.
Out. No, I'm just
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang it. I did that earlier today too.
Yeah. I told her, I was like, we did like a shoot for something and I was like, oh, my leg looked ginormous. And she goes, yeah.
I was like, well, actually, this is coming. This, we did a shoot for my sister's Vlogmas intro.
Yes.
So it might have come out. I don't know when it's coming out, but.
Oh my gosh. We can put it
yeah,
up.
Yeah. You could actually yeah. maybe if.
I don't think it'll. Oh yeah, because it's in December.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
so
my gosh,
we'll be posting it. We did a shoot and it was super fun. But yeah, she talked about how large
I didn't
her
love
leg
the
looked.
Way my leg looked in one of the shots, and Ashley wasn't paying attention
was
to me.
I was on my
so
phone.
She
I
just
was trying
went,
to upload a
yeah.
video, and I responded yeah, and then there was like a solid 4 Mississippi seconds, and then I was just like, God, I'm so sorry. And I like threw my phone away and I was like, I can't, I'm so sorry. And then she was just laughing at me like, come on, Ashley.
Yeah.
Anyways, what I was saying is that her success, I have learned I cannot compare to my success in any way. One, we are two completely different people. The people that I want to speak to and the people that she wants to speak to are different. The people that like watch us both are different. Our styles are different. Mm-hmm. And she does work a lot harder than I do in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, she's a lot more disciplined than I am. And I have gotten to a point where I've realized I physically cannot keep up or compare myself in that way. Yeah. Because I will drive myself insane because we're not comparable.
And that's so stifling. And it's weird because
it is. We do the same thing. We're sisters. We look alike. We have similar like personalities. We have similar humor. Like there's so much about us where I feel like it sounds like very similar to our letter, where her and her friend are so similar. But the truth is like you're not.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. That's the whole game changer is, yes, you're my sister. Yes, we are so, so, so similar. And it's easy to compare. It's natural to compare. Yeah. I think that's important to recognize. But the truth is, you're not the same.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to compare yourself. And like, I've gotten to a point now where like, I feel like I can't be jealous of her because I'm actually like so much more proud of her than I am jealous.
Yeah.
You know? And mm-hmm. I think that's what's different, I guess. So I think that's what we need to get. That's the level we have to get at mentally is realize that you cannot possibly compare yourself to this person.
Yeah.
Ever. Like you just can't.
Well, and I think you find a freedom when you stop comparing yourself and just let yourself naturally like form into what you are. You know what I mean? Because I notice like sometimes in different situations, like when I was so caught up in that like comparison game, I was trying so hard to like morph into that other person and like be like them because I was trying to like match their step, you know, everywhere mm-hmm. they go. And then what I was doing was becoming this like disingenuous thing that like people could read the second they saw me, you know? And so it wasn't until I like sat back and was like, no, that's like not me, and just let myself kind of become who I was, that then I started finding like my own opportunities and my own things that like the other person didn't fit into like what now I was. So it's like you gotta, which I don't, I mean, I'm not very educated on opera and like if there is a lot of styles within it, but like I think you need to just like keep doing your thing. And there's a lot more that comes into, I know this from singing, which I would assume is the same, but like, for instance, like there, I would say I'm a good singer, but I know that like there's other people that have a better voice than me. But then there's sometimes where like I've sang and people said that they were like more drawn to me because when I sing, like my heart pours out when I sing. And they were like, I feel like I connect with you more than I do when I hear other people sing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, like in a technical thing, if you listen, like someone's voice might be better, but then I'm able to like connect with an audience when I sing. So it's like a different part of me that I have to offer.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't just compare, and then there's going to be some auditions where a part fits you better or vice versa.
Yeah.
And I think it's good that you're saying like this is not her problem. And I think if you do talk to her, which like that is a hard one because it is like a personal thing, but I do think I know like me and Ashley, like the times where like we've shared those things that it's like this is not about you, but this is just like the feelings that are coming up. There is a freedom to that, like of just kind of like getting it out.
Yeah.
But I think if you do communicate it to her, that's a huge thing to emphasize right at the beginning. Like, this is not your problem, and this is not by any means like diminishing how proud I am of you and how talented and amazing I think you are.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm struggling with these feelings. And then if you have to create boundaries while you're figuring it out, like be like, hey, like, you know, for a little bit, like maybe let's not like share everything about our auditions. Like, just tell me like how you felt it went, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
So like create boundaries if you need. But I think it's important to let her know like you love and support her and that these feelings are something you're dealing with within you, you know?
Yeah. I think I think the biggest thing like that Taryn mentioned was like finding your own voice.
Yeah. Cheesy.
Which worked out very well for this story. But I think the main thing to remember is this whole thing feels like a game, this whole like game of life, the whole like career, you know, it all feels like you're playing this game to try to get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're going to compare yourself to other people. If it's not her, it's going to be someone else.
Yeah.
You know, and that's completely human and completely natural. I think the best thing you can do is try your hardest to avert your eyes from her, from anyone else that you could possibly compare yourself to, and just focus on finding your own voice. Because once you do that and you really lean into what you have to offer, you'll realize that no one else can be you.
Yeah.
You know, no one else has exactly what you have. And so you really have to learn to lean into what your talents are, what your strengths are. You can't go into an audition and be like, oh, she probably sang this better, I should do that. Because that might be her strength, but maybe yours is something else.
Yeah.
Maybe yours is singing and like looking into someone's eyes and like having them feel exactly what you feel, mm-hmm, while you're singing the words. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone has different gifts to offer. And if hers is something specific, it's you don't want to do that because you have probably something else that you are better at doing that, yeah, you should be leaning into. I feel like I've learned that with my channel, and I feel like I'm finally like happy with where my channel's at because I'm not trying to have the better mic or have, yeah, you know, like do everything perfect just like other people I know, but I'm just doing me, and yeah, I'm doing what I know I'm good at, and that's all I can demand from myself.
Oh, totally.
You know,
and like the entertainment industry is a beast in itself.
Oh my god.
Like I don't think I've talked about this on here, but I tried out for American Idol one year, and it was such a like interesting process,
right?
Because you know, like you see all these auditions, and like I prepared my song and I was like all ready. And like literally you're like in this giant room, and this was like years ago, so I don't know if they do it different, but like you're in this giant room, and then you're in like these four like giant lines. So like four of you walk up at a time, and I'm not even joking. The person would be like, sing, stop, sing, stop, sing. So it's like you barely got like anything out, and they were like, stop. So when they got to me, I started singing, and they weren't stopping me, but I was so anxious already because I was expecting them to. So I actually sang through like a whole verse and chorus. So like in my mind, I was like, oh my God, like I think this is good. And then they started asking me like, you know, what do you do? Like all these questions, yeah, what's your name, blah, blah, blah. And
they love a good story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then literally the lady, the like guy was like, I could hear them. I was
right,
like,
right.
I wanted to be like, I can hear you. But the guy was like, yeah, like I really like her. And the lady was like, I don't want to give a ticket out yet. It's still early. Like, I don't want to give anything out yet. Like that was literally like her reasoning was like,
that's crazy.
It's still early, you know?
Yeah.
And they argued for a minute, and then the guy was like, okay, like whatever. And they just like let us go through.
Yeah.
And I was talking to another girl who said she walked up, and the guy was like, oh, I don't think we have enough blondes or something. So it's like,
there's so much that goes into
it. So much that goes on. I've so heard- that's why you've got to just like find your skill set, mm-hmm, and like what you can do, and like practice your craft and go into it, and all that rejection that comes or all that comparison, you got to just like push it to the side.
Yep. You got to walk to the side, do the best you can, walk out, yeah, leave it all there. Like you, yeah, can't carry it home with you, analyze it, try to process why this person got it over you. It's that person got it because of good timing, because, yeah, of the right number of people, because of the right number of hair colors, apparently. Like, yeah, you know, there's so much where it's like they have to have everything perfectly like coordinated, yeah, to make a show or to, you know, whatever. So it really is. It's so cliche and it sucks to say, but it's like it really is nothing personal. Don't take it personally.
Literally, that is the hardest thing to do, yeah, when people are like, don't take it personally. Like, it had nothing to do with you.
What do you mean, take it personally? Yeah. You're like, of course I'm going to take it personally. But it really is true. Like, you have to just leave it all on the floor and just, like, walk away and know that you tried your best.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
And it sounds like she said multiple times, I know this isn't her. I know this is not about her. I know this is not, which sounds like she's already kind of like has her mantra where she's like
already ready. Like she's trying to, yeah.
So I think that makes you a good friend. And
yeah,
I would, if you feel like you need to get it out, I would talk to her about it.
I would definitely talk to her.
But keep separating those things. And like I said, like instead of looking at like, oh, like I'm different from her because I'm not as good, be like, no, like I'm different. Where am I different from her? Like what are things I can step into? You know? Yeah.
Also, if she's your best friend, maybe you can start a conversation with just being like, hey, like, here's what I'm feeling. It has nothing to do with you, but I'm feeling this. Can you help me like pinpoint what my strengths are?
Yeah.
Like, I need help. It's not just you. You could even say like, I've just been really comparing myself to everyone lately, including you. Like, can you help me figure out like what my top 3-5 strengths are? And then like as your best friend, like she'll be able to help you narrow those down so that when you walk into your next audition or whatever, you can lean into exactly what you know you're good at, you know? And I'm sure she'd love to do that with you.
Yeah, we've said this so many times. People have got to get better at telling the people they love how they want to be loved. Yes. Like me and Ashley do that all the time where I'll be like, I need attention. Like, or I did that whole like, just like don't respond when I tell you something. Just tell me like, oh, that sucked. And wait until I'm ready to like hear what
and
you
guys,
have to say.
I've done it like she's four times now.
So good.
I'm very proud of myself.
And legit, like she'll be like, that sucked. And just like put her hand on me. And then I'll look at her and be like, oh, thank you. Now, what do you really think? Like, because then I'm like ready to hear it.
Yeah. And it's just.
And it was such an easy thing, right?
It was so like once she told me that she wanted me to recognize where she's at before trying to fix it. I was like, oh, okay.
Like, it was so cute the first time. The first time she did it, I don't remember. I like said something to her and then she opened her mouth to say something. And then quickly, like she looks and makes eye contact with me and goes, that sucks. And I was like, oh, honey, thank
and,
like, you.
And my immediate response was to start like fixing the problem right away. And then I like took a second and was like, oh, shoot.
Yep.
This is great. It. This is my moment to shine. And I was just
but
like,
you
that
wouldn't
sucks.
Know to do that unless I was honest about it. And then I would have kept getting my feelings hurt.
And I guarantee
for
you,
no reason.
Your best friend is not telling you how her audition went to hurt you in any way.
No, yeah.
She just wants to share in her excitement with you and hear about how yours is going to go. Like, that's all she wants to do. So help her help you.
Help you.
You
help
know?
Help me help
that's
you.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I love that.
Good luck with everything and good luck with your career and your next auditions. I'm just super pumped for you.
Send us tickets to the next role you
we
land.
Would love it. First row if you can.
Unless
but,
you live
know,
really
if,
far.
If it's fine, it's fine. It's fine. That made zero
it's
sense.
Fine,
but
it's fine. Well, good job.
We're leaving
sometimes
it.
It's not the... Like, I remember I went to Wicked and my dad got us seats that were like where all the speakers like pointed to. So maybe it won't be the front row.
Yeah. The front row actually for sound, I think it's like, what is it? It's like normally like the 10th row or something where everything's
like something,
directed to you.
Yeah.
So you know, wherever that is, that's where we
want
to be.
Sweet spot
we
is,
want to hear you crisp
it.
And clear.
Well, thank you to everyone who sent their stuff in.
Yes.
Thank you to all the people that have been giving us love on Insta and stuff.
The Insta love has been great. The selfies have been good.
Keep up the selfies. Please. Oh, sorry, Mark, I hit the mic. Keep up the edits. Mm-hmm. Keep up
the DMs. Oh, my
God.
The SpongeBob edit.
That was good.
The SpongeBob edit was great.
Epic. It's one of our static posts if you guys want to go.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We couldn't
help
ourselves.
We love you all so much. And as we leave, I'm going to do a Christmas dad joke.
Yes.
Why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting?
Because they have pine needles.
Close, kind of.
Okay.
They always drop their needles.
Ah, shoot. I knew it was needle something. It's fine. One of these days, I'm
you're
going to
it.
Get one. Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there.
How about Ash? Next week, can you bring a dad joke?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Done.
All right.
Done and done. Thank
you
guys so much for listening.
Y'all.
Happy holidays. We
Be
love
nice.
You.
Think positive.
Think positive. I think that's the takeaway from this is to change our thoughts on how we
tell
think
someone
things.
They look good today.
Yeah. Start that ripple.
Start the ripples.
Take it in your own hands. Okay. Okay. We're done.
Let's go.
Bye.
All right. Bye.